Something for the weekend. Good morning, it's Trina, and Damien Farrelly is back with news from the net. How are you, Damien?
Morning, Trina.
There is always a silver lining to every cloud. And yeah, COVID has been absolutely dreadful, but schools are going back. And because of COVID, one thing has been banned in your kids' school. This is great news, Damien. Tell us all.
Yes, there's no more tin whistle.
Woohoo!
So no more silent night, say badly, 24/7. No more fill the flute with ball or the foggy dew. The tin whistle can kill you.
Is that because of all the spitting and the spluttering?
I'd imagine that's what it is. Now, it hasn't been cancelled. It's just been put on hold. Now, the smaller ones are back. We've two primary going kids, and they're back next Wednesday. And we've one lad who's gone into secondary school, so he's making the jump. So, yeah, the tin whistle has been banned. That was the only kind of negative thing. Now, you have your little girl, Anna, back at Montessori. So it's completely new for us in the sense that we don't really know how to play the pods thing now. Times are staggered. We know all about that.
Yeah.
When we're dropping them off.
Well, I tell you one thing that we're doing. You have to stand outside in the teeming rain and queue up because there's only one parent at a time can step inside. And I've been drenched more times in the last week. But yeah, I get it. I get it why they're doing it.
Yeah, so that's the tin whistle gone. And something else that will be badly missed as well is the bit of gossiping at the school gate, because you just have to drop off and go. Did you see your one down the road there?
You're probably in all the WhatsApp groups, so are you?
Don't get me started on WhatsApp groups. We've a pain in our face with WhatsApp groups. Soccer, GAA, the piano ones, old WhatsApp groups that you're too lazy to delete. And the phone is constantly pinging. And all it is some random person going, bing, with the thumbs up saying, yeah, my lad can go to training. How do you stop that? I'm really bad, but I'm fed up with the phone hopping all the time.
Damien Farrelly has left. That's all you need to do.
But that's the biggest insult, isn't it? That's like unliking someone on Facebook.
Because we have a work WhatsApp. Do you remember at the start of COVID and we were playing quizzes on a Friday night and the whole gang of us were in this? And I think Jim McCabe was number one to leave the group. And then PJ left the conversation and then everyone goes, ooh.
Yeah, PJ got so fed up that he actually left WhatsApp.
He couldn't take us anymore on a Friday night. He was done. But yeah, everyone gets offended if you leave the group, don't they? They kind of go, oh, no, we're not good enough for them, really.
Yeah, so that story. So look, we're back next Wednesday. Yeah. It's all going to be different. We're still rooting around the place with school bags. In fairness now, I found one of the old school bags and there was no lunch stuck in it. I was ready to go back and just finding the lunch from early March in there.
Do your lot have to wear their school uniform? Because I've heard of a few schools are saying to send them in their normal gear so you can wash the clothes more regularly, whereas with a uniform, you can obviously only do it at the weekend.
You know what? I genuinely think we're getting information from too many sources. What I heard, somebody from the WHO saying that we haven't said that. We haven't recommended that.
Oh.
You have to use your own clothes in there. So I presume, say, if you have two uniforms for each school-going kid, you use one on a Monday and a Tuesday, maybe wash it and then use another one for Wednesday, Thursday. All you can do is your best, but I think people are taking us kind of maybe a couple of steps too far. I think we'll be okay. You know what? It's only after coming to mind, something else that's going to be gone. So we've established now the new school term. Tim Whistle is gone. The gossiping at the front gate is gone. And there's always one child who vomits and the teacher runs for sawdust. That surely is longer. That used to happen in the 80s.
The smell of the sick and the sawdust. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Where did they even store that stuff? Is there a bag of sawdust you could buy?
And you know, talking about the school uniforms, I heard a lady on the Niall Boylan show during the week talking about a school that are making the students buy face masks that have the school crest on them at a tenner a go.
How do you see out?
Just cover your mouth with them.
Oh yeah, I'm thinking of the visor.
The cheek of them, though, looking for a tenner for a crested face mask. I mean, it's either a face mask or it's not. Do you know, and making them pay to have it as part of the uniform.
Maybe some clever marketing company can come up with, I don't know, can you imagine, I don't know, McDonald's on, say, 42 schools in the country with that yellow M on the front of the mask. Great way of advertising things.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, there are classic hits masks now, I believe. I haven't received one yet, but apparently they're out there.
Yeah, but PJ&J keeping those very close to their chest and very close to their ugly mouth.
Listen, Damien, the best of luck with the kids going back to school next week. You're going to finally get a bit of a break after how long of them at home?
Since March, like everybody around the country.
Yeah.
Now, we've had an hour and a half of adult free time since early February. Do you know what? When I look back, we've all got on very well. The homework was a bit of a head wreck, but we got through it and it was all fine. And of course, I was doing the show at home here and the amount of times that I had to say, will you please keep that? I'm under, you know, little James coming in to where I was doing the show. Dad, I can't find the other sock. You know, this, and you're going,
James is on the show more than you've been on the show in the last whatever months. We hear him all the time in the background.
But you know what? We were all in the one boat, and I think we didn't kill each other. We kind of ate reasonably well. The weather was kind, and it was okay. You know, it was okay. But it's time to go back to school now, I think.
Well, I'm delighted there's no more tin whistle for a while anyway, because there's, I mean, when it's played well, that is one thing, but when it's people learning how to play it, a whole different kettle of fish.
Trine, I'm just a bit worried about the recorder. I don't know what's happening with it.
Oh, that's got to go as well, surely. Damien, when are you back at the radio?
Tomorrow, Classic Hit Sunday. Don't miss it. You say it, we play it, 11 to 2.
And you know, I'm also on again tomorrow.
Are you double jobbing again?
I am. I'm going to be on for Dusty Rhodes doing the 90s. Yeah, so going to have a bit of fun doing that. So I'll plug
Best
myself as well.
Ever. You know what? I can't wait, though, to go back in the office, wear me Classic Hit mask and bring you a cup of tea in a PJ and Jim ugly mug.
I do. I miss the Damien Farrelly tea. There's nothing like it. And the sneaky bars of chocolate. Damien, we'll have you on tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. for Classic Hits Sunday. This is Classic Hits.